You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. What a fucking few days.
It's been wild. There's been the ups and the downs and the just...
It was weird. So for those of you that are...
In the know,
or those of you that are not in the know,
yeah,
we finally just decided, like, fuck it. We've talked to enough people that are living their lives like this. And we really, like... We've been doing it like this. We plan to keep doing it like this.
Right.
We want to be independent. We want to be, you know, ourselves.
Right.
And the best way to do that was to just come out and stop doing this.
In the shadows.
Yep.
I mean, we didn't tell like everyone. Like we told like our family, obviously, like the parents.
Our core support. Yep.
We, you know, then decided who we,
Yeah, so we went through, essentially, we got this, I don't know what came over us to get this idea to do it. Essentially, it was like my worst nightmare, was to just post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking to everything, I was just like, you know what, like, my anxiety, like, that is my fucking anxiety, essentially.
Right. Is like, yes, the core people knew, but, like, telling everybody else... We were like, well, I mean, if they know and they took it well, like, the core group, I assume...
Like, we've done a pretty good job in our lives of making sure we just don't fuck people over. Like, I think...
Right.
I'm not trying to, like, speak super highly of myself. I don't think of myself like that. I also don't think of myself like a porn star. So the fact that people, like, are paying to look at me is still just mind-boggling to me.
Right, it's funny.
But...
I mean, for, like, both of us, not just you. Look at me.
We do a pretty good job of, like... trying to not fuck people over.
Right.
I'm not, like, saying I'm the best dude in the world or anything like that. But, like, I think that if you know us, like, I'd hope that we've left your life maybe a little better than it was.
Right.
I mean, we certainly have never tried to be leeches. We don't, you know.
We don't try to, like, ghost people. Like.
Yeah, we're not a take without a give type thing. We try not to be. I mean, so, you know, our parents, maybe they have different
opinions. They might think differently, but I think that's just every relationship, maybe.
But, like, you know, we do so much for as many people as we can. So we really hoped that when we put our truth out there that we would be accepted. And we went through, and even though we knew that it was going to go out to essentially everybody.
Right.
We wanted the respect of... maybe some of our extended family or relatives that we just knew
weren't going to understand or
exactly. So we went through and I called it the no OF list.
Yep.
I just went through and I just started hitting the block button. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, not block.
Not block. Just... It's blocked from that post. So it was like,
right.
You know, we're
putting people in a certain
category. People on a list so that we can exclude that list when we go to post.
Right.
So we go through, I had like,
I don't even know how many I had.
I have like 1,200 friends or something. Like I cut a ton out at one point. Should have kept them, I guess. It would have been extra marketing had I known.
Whatever.
But, you know, I had 1,200 friends at that point, and then I think I excluded like 200 or something. Then you went through to double check. Because that was our thing. So we were like, okay, how are we going to exclude this? Because that's the trickiest part about some of this shit is like, social media, how are you going to, like, make sure that so-and-so doesn't do it? And I was like, okay, so I'm going through and I'm making my block list. You're going through and making your block list. But if you tag me...
Everybody sees
my block list doesn't fucking matter at that point.
Right. Or vice versa. Or
vice versa, because I can't change my privacy for just that post. Or if I can, I don't know how to fucking do it, or it's too confusing.
I mean, we didn't look into it, but, like, I just assumed that it was not going to work.
Yeah, so we just immediately assumed, okay, let's do it this way. Let's do a controlled release. You went through, you did your list, I double checked it, and we're both like, yep, we've got it.
This is
we made our discussions, we had our debates.
About people.
About people and if they should stay, they should not. And I mean, not everybody had the discussion. Right. You know, some people were just like, yep, you know, I just knew.
That we were not going to want to tell them or vice versa. That we were like, they will, doesn't matter. Or
yeah, like I essentially told her, I was like, look, if you're going through my list and you don't
know
who it is, just don't ask me.
Right.
And she still did. Well, but yeah. Because that's who she is. But still, that's kind of the idea is I'm making my decisions, you're making your decisions. Right. But if we have a crossover,
right,
the other person gets the veto, whatever.
Right.
So we had it all figured out and we figure, okay, you're going to put it first.
Right.
And we have a controlled release then to where we know that this went off without a hitch before both of us are just boom.
Boom, right. And we figured I'd go first because
it just makes the most sense for you to kind of own it and step into it. Because ultimately it is, you know, you on display for the most part. Right. I mean,
you're there, but
I'm there, but it's, you know, it's a mutual thing, but it's an empowerment for you.
Right.
Essentially. So
made the list.
We made the list.
We wrote up the post.
We checked it twice.
Checked it 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah, so many times we checked it.
So many.
And we hit post and then we had the discussion. Well, before we hit post, we had the discussion of what do we do once we hit post?
Do we just
stay on the phones and doom scroll?
Take, you know.
Or my thought was,
I wanted to doom scroll.
She wanted to doom scroll. I said we just fucking turn the phones off, get naked, and go into fetal position together.
And just
have
anxiety.
Have anxiety until the morning.
Until one of us finally falls asleep and then we wake up and find out what's going on.
Yeah. So she won because she's stubborn. and we kept our phones on and she's...
Because I was rubbing you.
Yeah, as I'm having an existential fucking crisis.
Right. We hit post and then I started rubbing you and I was just checking out some of the funny Facebook reels. And then I don't know what made us stop. Maybe I backed out of the reels or something. And then you were like, let me, because we had no notification.
So part of our issue is I went back through on some of your people that you were friends with.
Okay.
And just immediately was like, that is a no-no last name. Block.
Okay.
So I think I accidentally blocked somebody that should not have been blocked.
Okay.
Or vice versa. I'm not, if that makes sense. So essentially, I saw her last name and knew that it was a relative's last name.
Okay.
And immediately hit block.
Without thinking.
Right. So I think that's why when you got the message at first, you didn't really question it.
I was just like, oh.
You were like, oh, cool.
Someone's reached out.
Immediately I saw it and was
I said who it was.
Yeah. Immediately I was like, oh, fuck. There's been a breach.
You're like, uh-oh. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Like, what? And all of a sudden it was just an immediate click.
No, you were like, let me check.
I was like, let me check my phone to make sure that I can see your post. Right. And I go and look, and I'm like, oh, it must not have loaded yet. It's been up for 12 minutes. That's weird.
You're like, it must still be loading. So I was like, oh, well, I mean, that's normal. Whatever.
And then we go check the privacy settings of the post that you did. And you didn't exclude the list. You sent it exclusively to the list of people that you did not want to send it to.
Yep.
And it was there for 12 entire fucking minutes.
It was terrible. And we just went into immediate, I started, screaming.
Lost all motor control.
Just full-blown shutdown.
But it was we're laughing.
Because it was just so...
This is, so fucking ludicrous. This is literally something that could only fucking happen to us. Well, something that was so well planned.
And we checked and we checked and we checked and we checked and
I'm telling you, there was a solid 30 seconds where I just did not know how technology worked.
You literally were like, I don't know what I'm doing.
It was I almost just took my MacBook and just fucking chucked it.
I wanted to just chuck my phone and I literally was just sitting there just going, because
So finally I
worst
got,
nightmare.
Finally I got everything back like motor control wise, and like just deleted the whole fucking post. And then you read the message, which it ended up being a great thing.
Yeah, it was fine.
Because she, like I said, it was somebody that you had.
I had okayed.
Okayed because you had a relationship with, and I didn't really like know the extent of it. And it was just, right. I kind of came in behind and just fucking did it.
Because of a certain last name.
But like, so. Talk about like some sort of weird, like, intervention. I'm not going to say, you know, divine or not, whatever the heck you believe in, but we are totally in this realm right now, just kind of like letting things come through how they're supposed to. And this person reached out and
super supportive,
super supportive. Cool. And I guess maybe you expected it. I didn't expect it. So it was really cool.
Right.
And we definitely made sure that you fixed the error.
Right. As so well. I was like, yeah.
Repost. And we went back through
and
fixed a few of the other ones that I did too. Because maybe I'm a little overly anxious. So,
but we eventually got it.
We got it out, got it to the right people. And the amount of support we have received is just like,
it's been overwhelming. So, awesome. You know, if you have reached out in real life, like, thank you for, you know.
It's huge. Right. Like, if just you liked it,
still
too,
liking us.
Awesome. We, like really just even liking, acknowledging it.
Right, right. Yeah, that. I guess.
And it's just, it's one of those things where you're so in your head that until somebody, like, straight up comes out and says, hey.
And it's not like, you
I
know,
see you. It's cool. It's fine.
And it could be, like, people that you talk to every day that just had no idea. Or it could be people that you haven't talked to in, like, 3 years.
And I think at one point I was fine with just like, yeah, just ignore me. Ignore it. I would almost rather just have it out in the open, just be like, hey, this is what it is.
Right.
Let's both acknowledge it, I guess, or something, and then be right. Like, okay, let's move on. Like, you can tell me your fucking opinion. You think it's funny. You wanna, hey, you're a lot of, I'd love, by the way, you know what the hardest part? Let's do a PSA here.
Oh, no.
Fucking PSA.
I don't know where we're going.
You have no idea where the fuck I'm going. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Male creators have it so hard, okay? Who do I get to complain to when my coworkers are being jerks to me, slapping my butt, telling me, hey, stay hard. Get harder. Come now. Who do I complain to? Can I go to my best friend and say, hey, these beautiful women are abusing me? No. They're going to laugh in my face.
They are going to laugh at you.
You know, who do I go to? Do I have HR to complain to about sexual harassment?
No, you have me.
No. And what does she do? She says, get back to fucking work.
I do.
All right. So please keep that in mind. What do you mean? Whatever. I work really hard.
You do. But
I've done
I am not.
So many sacrifices.
I am not a, you know, whoosh, but I mean, maybe there's other people that are, but don't make me out to be the bad guy. Well, just kidding. I'll let you have this one.
I appreciate it. I do work hard. Look, when we were doing the streaming.
No, you worked
hard. I was working hard.
Yep.
I thought my dick was going to fall off at one point. I was like, oh my God, I literally, like, I just can't stick it in anything else right now. Like,
you're like, I don't want to touch it.
I'm tapped.
You're like, don't make me touch it.
The only thing that was worse than that was when I got sunburned at Hedo once.
That was bad.
That sucked so bad.
Oh, it's so
oh, life lessons. We'll have to make sure we go on a. If you're going to Hedo, make sure you hit us up. We'll give you a good list of things to pack. Because
right,
sunscreen, that is number one.
You're gonna want that.
One of the really interesting things that happened through all this is we had a little bit of clarity coming through as far as maybe what our position in all of this is. We all know the economy is kind of just
shit
fucked. I think I've proven myself to a certain point that, like, if I set myself out to do something, I know what I'm doing.
And you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. And I've got, like, real life experience to back it up. So, you know, I was a musician.
Right.
So I know how to market myself. I know how to present myself. I know how to be in front of a crowd. I know how to work, you know, audio equipment, you know, in my last job in real estate, you know, I did marketing. I did sales, you know, I did sales all, I've been in sales for ever.
Right.
At one point I was like the number one part-time salesman in the entire nation for a music chain.
Yep.
I sold toilet paper at one point.
H.H. Craig.
I've worked at HH Greg. I worked at Guitar Center. I mean, I've literally sold everything, right? And I've been successful with it. I've also done property management to where I've managed teams. Right. And it's not just teams of one type of person. You know what I mean? I've got maintenance guys.
You got the office crew. Exactly. You got the maids. I don't know. I don't remember if you did.
Yeah, the cleaners.
The cleaners, yeah.
So we have, I have all this experience. And over the past few years, I'd like approach creators and I'd say, hey, look, here's my idea. But this only works if I have a group of people, essentially, right, that are willing to work as hard as I am. And I try to fucking explain it, man. And it was like just
talking
to a brick wall. Nobody could just falling on understand. And I realized that what the issue was is that I have no credibility with these people.
Right.
And I can't get the credibility because I am a guy.
Right.
They don't know the work that I've done on your page.
Right.
You know? And yeah, maybe you could reach out, but you're...
My anxiety was never going to
work. That wasn't going to work.
Right.
There's things that we knew that we needed to do.
Right.
We knew how to do. But with us just doing it ourselves, instead of making leaps and bounds for progress, we're making minuscule.
Like two steps forward, one step back, or something like that. Is that what the...
Yes. Yes. Right. So one of our issues, though, is when you are getting into the collaboration side of things, you really have to worry about safety.
Oh, yeah.
You have to worry about making sure all your forms are done correctly.
Yeah, because if not, and you don't have any way of...
can't use the fucking content.
Right, like you don't have contact or whatever for them, like it's just done.
You got to know how to market it. How much of that do you put out? Where do you put it out to? How much do you put it up for?
Right.
You know, do you have it behind a free profile? Does this creator get it and this creator? Are they both the same? Who's editing it? How's the footage going to be delivered?
Does everybody get to sell it themselves? Do you do percentages of sales? Like you know what I mean?
There's
like,
so many questions and there's so many ways to do this. And guess what? If you go online to see, hey, what's the best way to do it? There's going to be 3,000 answers telling you what the best way
is. And they're all so very different. And I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong, but like...
Everybody has a different business plan. Right. Look, I'm mid-30s, okay? I'm not a 20-something party person, okay?
Right.
I'm not able... I've got children, okay? And that is... Really, yes, I love my wife and what I am doing, but our children are the reason we are doing this, essentially, so that we can be here for them.
Right.
And, like, make sure that it is awesome. One of our issues is we know that in order to grow properly and in order to magnify your growth, you have to be able to collaborate.
Right.
And we have a few people that we'll collaborate with. But to us, it's like, you can, okay, I'm going to drive to Tampa and collaborate with somebody. And have them be in control of something. You know what? When I'm the bigger creator, or if I have the better camera,
right,
or there's all this kind of shit that goes into it. I'm just like, look, first off, it's not safe all the time because a lot of these people you don't know.
And they only want.
And in these areas that are more populated, there's a lot more people that do it.
Right. But, and also a lot of the times they're looking for just females.
They are.
And it's incredibly like nerve-wracking. I mean, I would never go and do it something solo.
I would never have you do it either.
Right.
But here's the thing is these girls will go there and, you know, what's the average pay now? I think for a porn scene is like $200.
Something like that.
Fuck that, ladies. Go get your money yourself.
Right.
Don't let somebody else pay you fucking $200 and then take your shit.
Right. Like, because then like there's definitely like videos that we have that like we have well past.
Oh my gosh. We have residuals essentially.
Right.
I mean, we have things that we can sell for years and years and years.
Right.
If you're letting somebody pay you for it and you're just like, I just need a quick buck. Like, look, if you can do 3 months with us, you know, essentially, you'll probably be way better off. But here's essentially what I'm getting at is we started having people reaching out to us. People that we know, that trust us, that have seen us, you know, do
business.
In our real life. And they're like, look, we saw what you did and that's just awesome. And I've always wanted to do it. Props to you guys. And we're like, why aren't you doing it?
And they're like, I don't know. Or like some were like, you know.
Oh, because what are people going to think? Or, oh, corporate world. Fuck it, y'all. Like, look, people know I'm fucking crazy. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I can't. Everything I've ever done has been balls to the wall.
Right.
I cannot go half-ass and you're not going to reap the rewards of anything unless you take the risk.
Right.
I'm not saying quit your fucking job, but I'm saying stop waiting to do it.
Right.
And here's the most important thing. Do not fucking do it alone.
Yes.
I repeat, do not fucking do it alone. I promise you, if you were to work with us, I will never, ever, ever hit on you or make you feel uncomfortable or make you do something that you are uncomfortable with.
And of course, not that I have to keep them in check. But
I mean, she's with me every step of the way. There's never going to be an instance to where you would be by yourself or anything like that.
Right.
And as I was explaining to friends earlier, I'm at the point in my career, I guess, where this just doesn't like, yes, I'm excited to have sex with women. Obviously, I'm not saying that, but like, it's not like the night before I'm like dreaming of it and I'm thinking of like all these different scenarios that we're going to get into.
Right.
Which, I mean, I might be, but it's like more like
for the lighting. Notes,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I got to put the lighting like this, or oh, I got to set up the camera angle like that.
Like, I have no like desire or like anything to like steal you away, you know, or like take advantage of you. I get what I want when I want it.
Right.
From my wife.
Right.
And essentially, the way that I'm going to run this from now on is if you want to collab with me, you come to me. You say, hey, Jason, can you do this for me? I'm going to say, fuck yeah, let's do it. I got a hard cock right now. But I'm not going to hit on you. I just can't. It's awkward to me. It's just not who I am.
Right.
I mean, I tell her she's beautiful and stuff, but like, we're not like super like lovey-dovey complimented. Right. I'll touch her and honor all the fucking time. That's our love language.
It's the touch. Yeah. But like, but I don't even know what the word is that I'm looking for. Started rubbing me and my brain shut off.
That's what works.
Yeah, we're not like the cute names or, you know, like, hey, babies or, you know.
You know, I can't do that to anybody else, too. I'm not going to be like, hey, honey, take that top off.
Right.
That creeped me out just now.
That was creepy.
Ugh. You'll know exactly what it is before going into it. But look, I'm not like, I feel like a porn recruiter. I'm not. What I'm trying to say is like,
sign up now. Your country needs you.
You're going to look at this. What I'm worried about is people are going to look at us doing this and they're going to think, man, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. You may be more attractive than us. You may know more marketing skills.
And maybe you can do it solo. Maybe
you can. But if you have not done this before, it can be dangerous.
And it can be very overwhelming and very isolating, really, too.
Fucking lonely, y'all.
It is very isolating. Like, I don't think I could have ever done it without you, like, as a solo.
There's been times where, like, we've traded off on anxieties. This has not just been, like, yes.
My journey.
You journeying on it. Like, there's been moments where I was in the shower just being like, should we just fucking delete everything? And you're like, no, why would we delete everything? Right. We've worked so hard.
Right.
And I'm just like, are you sure? What if we just, let's just fucking get rid of
it. Nuke it.
Just nuke it. And you're like, nope.
Don't touch the button. Don't
fucking touch it. Back up. So in the end, we realized, I mean, we weren't going to stop no matter what.
Right.
And we don't think that other people should restrict themselves from this opportunity. You don't have to be a swinger. You don't have to have sex with other people.
You could do it just like...
You can do it solo if you want to. But you do need to be able to collab on things as far as like advertising and stuff like that.
Right, like...
Or joining in group stuff. It doesn't have to be sexual with each other, but we need to have that community aspect
right.
going on in order for this to land properly.
Yep.
I agree. So what Steph and I are essentially going to offer is for any... female creators that are interested in getting into this. We live essentially on the beach.
I'm sure they all know. If they know us, they know us.
We've got a nice place. We're happy to host you anytime.
Right.
But in particular, we'll have a week and a half to 2 weeks over the summer that... Hopefully over the 4th of July weekend.
We're not sure.
Not
we're
sure.
Figuring that out.
Sometime like that. Where we can host many people at once. And really what I'd like to do is hopefully have a few people started prior to that. so that by the time it gets here, it's just a full, you know, rollout of stuff. Right. But it may not happen. It may happen. Look, if you are interested, just reach out to us. If you know us in real life, there's a solid chance we'll say, yep, let's go. Let's do it. You have to be willing to work, though.
Yeah.
That's our thing. You don't have to have sex with anybody. But if you want to have sex with people, you can. It's there. Not even just me, just in general. Like, I mean,
it's there.
Sex is open. So don't be like, oh, it's going to be a fucking, you know, dry meat. No, somebody's going to be squirting.
But oh my God.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to, but you do need to be willing to work. As far as,
it's not going to just be given to you.
It's not going to be given to you. I'll tell you what to do, and we'll be working right next to you, you know, right. And we will have your back. And I think that's what's important too, is, you know, if you feel like you're, you know, feeling ashamed, or, hey, I feel disgusting today, or I don't want the motivation to work.
Right.
We want to be the people that are together helping each other grow into this kind of independence, break out of the corporate world. You know, obviously we feel like we almost successfully pulled it off. We're close to pulling it back off again. Man, what a fucking ride.
Jeez.
But I know that by creating this community of people, it's going to be a successful thing for everybody. So, and this may die off. Nobody may reach out to us again.
Whatever. They don't.
And if that is, it is. I don't care. I will stand by my word that,
right,
you know, you're not going to get hit on by me. I'm not going to be creepy. I'm not going to steal your wife, your girlfriend, anything like that.
Right.
I will take pictures of her if she asks, because that's my fucking job.
Right.
But I promise you, like, it's not getting me worked up or anything like that. I'll tell her she's beautiful, like, during the photo shoot, but it's not going to be like, you know, in a creepy way or trying to, like, you know.
Right.
You just.
And again, I'm there the whole time.
You're there. And I mean, really, we will have, if there's a bunch of girls there at one time, it's
even safer.
Yeah, it's even safer. So.
Not that it wasn't safe before.
No, and we're all, you know, you can listen back to our podcast and see how we treat, like, unicorns and stuff. Like, we've always been very upfront about
everything. Moving at their pace.
Moving at their pace. We make sure we send our address ahead of time, telling them they can tell people. So this isn't really even an ad necessarily of, like, hey, you know, join OnlyFans. It's, if you were planning to do it after seeing our post,
just do it.
Just
the right
let us way. Help you. Or,
like, not the right way, but the
let somebody that is experienced help you. Like, y'all don't even have to come see us in real life. I'd rather you just reach out to us if that is the worst, or the, you know, the only way that you can do it is to reach out to us and we can help you that way. I'd rather do that than not at all. But I am a little bit tired of giving the assistance and not getting it back.
Yeah.
So I would like, you know, a little bit of camaraderie as far as that goes, because I don't mind taking on the load quite a bit, but it would be nice to have somebody take a little bit of the load too, every now and then, you know, maybe my load, maybe not. I don't know. You started laughing before I even got to the punchline.
You saw it coming. You said low, you said, well, never mind.
You saw it coming.
I did. As soon as I heard you say that, I was like, oh God, I know where this is going.
You just stole it.
I'm sorry.
Anyways.
You want to try it again?
No, it's not. I've lost it. So, if you are interested, we have a referral link.
Yeah.
Referral link is going to be on awkwardtalk.com. If you go down to the bottom, it says become a model. You click on that. And then that doesn't take any money from you. It takes 5% from OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So it just comes out of OnlyFans cut and it goes into us. And for us, we're, you know, essentially going to plan to use that money to go back into marketing for anybody else that, you know,
decides to
join in.
Right.
So, we are really hard workers, and we want other people that are really hard workers that are just really looking to, like, change their lives. This isn't a fucking pyramid scheme. I'm not asking for money from you.
Right.
You're not going to have to pay me anything. I'm not going to pay for your fucking transportation. You got to get to me.
Right. And there's no, like, hey, after a certain amount of time or fans or whatever, there's a cut. No. Like,
nope, I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
If we create content together, we'll have a clear contract ahead of time. It'll be the same contract that I give to everybody else.
Right.
And if I am doing content for you and I'm helping you create your content, it's yours. You have the rights to it.
Right.
I do not take the rights to it. This is literally just my way of helping and making sure that like people don't get like offed.
Right.
Big fan of that. Big fan of preventing murder.
Keeping people alive.
Yeah.
Pro that.
It's just such an, sex is just such an uncomfortable thing that can be so dangerous.
Especially in the heat of everything going on, too.
With the wrong people. So right. Just a lot of our stuff sounds really fun, but we did it with safety in mind.
Right.
And she did it with me. So yep. It scares the shit out of me to think of single females thinking, hey,
I'm just
going to go do that.
No big deal.
And be safe. Please do not.
Right. Don't do it.
But if you do have questions, reach out to us.
Yeah.
If you are friends IRL listening to this, we really do appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you.
I know I've had a few people reach out and they're like, you know, do you want us to go look? Like, if you're feeling weird about it, you don't have to, but like, right. We don't feel weird about it. We're proud of it. Like, right. I have no problem. I have a beautiful penis.
There it is.
It was coming.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I have a beautiful penis. I'm not ashamed of it. Go gaze upon it. If you are a friend in real life, we do appreciate you listening to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully it's not too awkward for you. I know that a lot of our stuff that we've done is just wildly extreme.
And you may not expect it, so...
And you may not get it. That's fine.
Right. Or having fun.
Look, we, you know, implore you to have your own journey like this and kind of, like, allow yourself to maybe make a weird decision. And... just kind of float into it, you know?
Yeah.
And look, if we've had a few people reach out.
Right.
They were like, do you want me to join?
They're like, I don't mind. Like, they're okay. You can tell okay.
That maybe they're interested in joining it, but they don't know if it was an invite for them to join our page or not.
Right.
So if the question is, if you're a friend of ours and you want to join our page, should you do it? You are more than welcome to. We will not make fun of you, we'll not shame you. If you want to come look at it, just look at it, come look at it.
We will not, like,
as long as you don't judge us, we don't judge right. You we're very proud of what we do, and we really hope you enjoy it. Like, comment, interact, like it,
right?
You know, whatever, just don't be the creepy person, you know. There's a level, and if you feel like you may be close to that and you need help as far as like navigating, like, hey, I don't know how to talk to girls, or
right.
You know, I'm not sure. Steph is your person, dude. She's like awkward talk queen.
Yep.
She can help you out. Like, just talk to her like a normal person. She's like one of the dudes with like the nicest pussy you've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, you can talk to her just super chill and she'll shoot it to you straight, but you got to tell her, hey, you got to shoot it to me straight. Is this weird? Is this not weird?
Right.
Because like, if not, her default is, I'm going to be the super nicest person ever and I'll never hurt your feelings.
Right. So, like, just.
But she can. She's been there. She's done that. She can give you tips on just about anything that you could possibly imagine, sex wise at this point, probably, or hitting on girls. Or
I'll try.
And if she doesn't know it, she'll come to me and I'll probably have the answer at that point
that I was like trying to answer and just didn't know how, and you understand me. So,
but onlyfans.com/StephanieClass, that's where you're gonna go. It's $6. Yep. With that, you're gonna get a lot of pictures, like thousands of pictures,
something like that. I don't remember exactly.
The pictures are graphic, not gonna lie.
Yeah. So
if you want to see content that we have of having sex with other people, it's on there too.
Yep.
You have to ask for them. Those are pay-per-view. They're about $30 a piece.
Yep.
She also takes dudes' virginities. She's taken 16. And if you want those, they range anywhere from $30 to $50. And then our coup de grace.
What? Are we really going into that right now?
I mean, look, I'm throwing it out there. If they're here and they're listening and they want to know, this okay. is what it is. Our coup de grace is the gangbang.
Yep.
It's an hour long. It is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, look, it's out there. Yep. If you want to enjoy it and you want to see it, come on. Let's do it.
Like,
nothing's going to be weirder than getting a text at 6 a.m. from an ex-girlfriend saying, hey, so you're a porn star now?
Yep. Which,
by the way, if she's listening, I love her too. Like, good friend.
I've met her.
I've only ever said good things about her, right?
We've gone
drinking with her.
Right. So it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. But it was really like hilarious.
It was not
I've been telling everybody that like That was how I woke up to the news.
It was not a stab at her. It was more just like a...
No, it was a solid way to ease my anxiety, honest to God. Right. Like, she was a good person to, like, message first. Because, right. like, I know that she ain't going to fucking judge me. You right. know what I mean? So
she probably saw it coming.
Or she does judge me, but, like, she's already judged me. You know what I mean? Like, she's already fucking made up her mind about me. I'm not going to change it at this point.
Anyways,
props to all of you guys, again, for being cool and accepting us for who we are.
It really, you know, like, helped me, like, be okay with it. Like, it was one of those things where I thought I was going to, like, wake up and have, like, zero friends on Facebook. And as of now, I don't think I've lost anybody. So, like...
Yeah, if you do decide that you have a problem with it, I would like to reiterate, fuck you. But also, I cannot stress this enough. Take into consideration what I am saying. If this is a route that you want to go on, it is so lucrative and so empowering. It is incredible, but it is hard.
It is hard.
It takes work, and there are dangers. Do not go it alone.
Do not go it alone.
Thank you for listening, and I promise the next time it's going to be a much funnier, a little more upbeat. We've actually got a favorite person. I finally got her. We finally got her, dude.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Well, we may do a podcast before then.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll just take off in preparation.
Okay.
Make sure I'm properly hydrated for Wednesday's interview with Succosaurus.
Woo!
She's awesome, though, y'all.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
She's probably like, these people are just fucking so annoying at this point. They won't leave me alone. I don't know why they fucking like me. I don't know why the fuck I like you either. I just do. You just seem like a cool person.
You're cool. No, we're cool.
And
you were cool. I don't know.
That's how I'm picking friends now. I'm just like,
I like you. Cool.
I like you.
You're
mine. I'm sticking to you. You're ignoring me. I'm fucking gonna stick to it. You know. Right. So like, you're really gonna have to fucking shake us off, people. We're getting,
block us. I guess
we're getting clean. All right, guys. I hope you enjoy looking at my penis, and we'll catch you next time.
See you later.
It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which
is our
adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Class. Fansly.com/Stephanie Class. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward
XX.
So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's exactly, take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.